September 11th, 2020, our calendar date, as we did our best to post a simple Facebook post, which we think just captures what's necessary today, simply saying that we remember with you September 11, 2001. And you're hearing some of the news reports and some of the activities surrounding. I got a story here that I'm not familiar with, and I don't have a lot on it. It's a story that actually comes to us from the folks, and I'm familiar with this organization because we've talked about it, Wreaths Across America. Have you heard about Wreaths Across America? That got started in 1992, and their effort is to put wreaths on all the headstones at Arlington National Cemetery on a regular basis. I think they do it on Veterans Day, wreaths, you know, Christmas wreaths and things like that.
That's a big job.
It really is, and it's an undertaking that's just huge. But Wreaths Across America is also now involved in something else, and something I did not know was going on. And this surrounds September 11, 2001, of course. So today, Wreaths Across America is calling, as the information I have here, for every American to stand outside and wave a flag for 1 minute at 8:46 a.m. and again for a minute at 9:03. Those would be the two times of the World Trade Center situations that took place, the attacks on the World Trade Center buildings 1 and 2 that took place. Now, the reasons that they're doing this is because following 9/11, three patriotic women, Elaine Green, Joanne Miller, and Carmen Foote, were moved to find an old American flag that they had stored at home, and they took the American flag, and they would stand on a hill in Freeport, Maine, waving the flag to honor the victims of 9/11. And they became known as the Freeport Flag Ladies. I never knew this story.
No, I didn't either.
And what they did, now remember, September 11, 2001 was a Tuesday morning. So it says here that these women, every Tuesday morning, would wave this flag. For 18 years, every Tuesday morning, these Freeport Flag Ladies did this.
Quite a commitment.
Well, they finally had to retire in 2019. Well, Wreaths Across America has decided to take up this effort and has continued that weekly flag waving. It's along U.S. Route 1 in Jonesboro, Maine, and it's on land donated by the Wreaths Across America founder, Maura Worcester. And a new stretch of roadway has been added, and more American flags are now waved on both sides of the road, leading to the entrance of Acadia National Cemetery, which opened for the first time to the public this past August. He also donated the land to this founder of Wreaths Across America for a new national cemetery to be built in his hometown as well. So as the executive director of Wreaths Across America says, each Tuesday we are joined by dozens of members of the local community and curious people who are wanting to be part of something meaningful by waving the flag, and all again in response and remembrance to September 11, 2001. And as the executive director of Wreaths Across America notes, especially over the last number of months, this flag waving has taken on a new meaning for us all. As she said, we hope to spark some more patriotism during this difficult time that we are going through in our country. So how about that?
Yeah, that's quite an effort.
Yeah, like I said, I never heard of all the stories that have come forth from 2001. Many have been documented. Many have been highlighted. And perhaps this one, too, I just missed it. But the Freeport Flag Ladies and now how Wreaths Across America has taken up the cause. And if you want to know more about it and know more about Wreaths Across America, as long as we're talking about it, because that effort continues as the continuation of wreaths being placed on the headstones at Arlington National Cemetery, and they do so where you are actually able to sponsor these programs too with your gifts and volunteer status and such. Just go to wreathsacrossamerica.org to find out more. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. It says here that this year sponsorships will be for wreaths to be placed on the headstones of those at Arlington National Cemetery, honoring all veterans and it will take place on Saturday, December 19th, 2020, as part of National Wreaths Across America Day. So that's when it's going to take place for this year, December 19th, for Wreaths Across America Day.